This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden has formally recognized that the systematic killings and deportations of hundreds of thousands of Armenians by Ottoman Empire forces in the early 20th century were genocide. The president used a term for the atrocities that his White House predecessors have avoided for decades over concerns of alienating Turkey. With the acknowledgement Saturday, Biden followed through on a campaign promise he made a year ago. On the annual commemoration of Armenian Genocide Remembrance Day, to recognize that the events of 1915 to 1923 were a deliberate effort to wipe out Armenians. While previous presidents have offered somber reflections of the dark moment in history via Remembrance Day proclamations, they have avoided using the term genocide out of concern that it would complicate relations with Turkey, a NATO ally and important power in the Middle East. An Indonesian submarine that went missing off the coast of Bali has sunk, according to the country's navy, dashing hopes that its 53 crew would be saved. We get more from Reuters' Olivia Chan.
Indonesian Navy Chief of Staff Yudo Margono said a scan had detected the 44-year-old vessel over 2,700 feet undersea. The submarine lost contact on Wednesday as it prepared to conduct a torpedo drill. Rescuers have sent more than a dozen search helicopters and ships to the area where contact was lost. Indonesia's Navy has said it is investigating whether the submarine lost power during a dive. It also said the vessel could not carry out emergency procedures because it descended to a depth well beyond its survivable limits.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. This is VOA News. India continues to struggle with the largest surge in coronavirus cases around the world. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
For the third day in a row, India has set a global daily record with more than 346,000 coronavirus cases. That's according to the tally by Johns Hopkins University. India's total of more than 16 million cases now ranks behind only the United States. Hospitals are being overwhelmed, and even some who managed to find a bed are suffocating with oxygen in short supply. Mohan Sharma tells Sky News his father died outside a hospital in Delhi Friday. Sharma was back Saturday with his grandfather.
No one's seen him either.
India's health ministry reports another 2,600 deaths in the past 24 hours. That's pushed India's confirmed toll to more than 189,000 people. I'm Ben Thomas.
Southeast Asian leaders said Saturday they had agreed on a plan with Myanmar's junta chief to end the crisis there, but he did not explicitly respond to demands to halt the killing of civilian protesters. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Myanmar's senior general attended the leaders' meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN. ASEAN leaders wanted a commitment from the general to restrain his security forces. An activist monitoring group says they have killed at least 745 people since a mass civil disobedience movement erupted to challenge his February 1st coup. According to a statement from the ASEAN chair Brunei, a consensus was reached on ending violence and having a constructive dialogue among all parties facilitated by a special ASEAN envoy. But there was no mention of releasing political prisoners in the statement.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. 15 people who spent 40 days in voluntary isolation in a dark, damp, and vast cave in France emerged on Saturday. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
The group, made of 8 men and 7 women, took part in the experiment in the Pyrenees. Speaking to reporters outside the cave after they emerged, the group said they barely noticed any fatigue after being in isolation, but they felt the cold. Scientists at the Human Adaptation Institute, leading the $1.5 million Deep Time project, say the experiment will help them better understand how people adapt to drastic changes in living conditions and environments. I'm Zaria Shackley.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.